Hello and welcome back to the Chronicles of Aguna. It's another edition of the Transfer Show. This is one of two live streams that we'll be bringing you this evening. We'll be bringing you the Social Club a little bit later on as well, where we'll be talking about one Arsenal transfer target in detail. So do join us for that. But for now, we're going to run through the rest of the transfer stories and take your views and opinions. Hello, good evening, and welcome back to the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast brought to you by AMS Media. As ever, I'm your host, Harry Simeon. I'm delighted to be joining you guys once again for one of our live transfer update podcasts. As I said right at the top of the program, we're going to be bringing you another one a little bit later on. So do come and join us at 8 p.m. UK time, where I'll be joined by Spanish football expert Jonas Yeva, very well-respected journalist and a good friend as well. And we'll be talking about some of Arsenal's transfer targets in great detail. So really, really looking forward to that, as well as discussing a variety of other things. First of all, I want to thank you guys for your continued support. A big thank you to everyone who tuned into yesterday's transfer update stream, where we've got over 12,000 views on that at the moment, over 800 likes. And I know I always talk about likes and I keep saying, please hit the button, etc. But you've seen there what a difference it makes. And we also gained a few hundred subscribers yesterday as well. And just 2 weeks after I was thanking you guys for helping us reach the 5K mark, we are now fast approaching the 6K mark. We need around about 70 more subscribers to hit that next milestone. So if you haven't already and you're new to the channel, please be sure to hit that subscribe button. It is really, really important. Right, let's talk about some of the transfer stories doing the rounds in regards to Arsenal. And I appreciate that there is some big news or some big reports coming out in regards to our pursuit of Thomas Partey this evening. It's been said that Arsenal have turned their attentions elsewhere. Arsenal have ended their pursuit of Thomas Partey after they were unable to agree a deal with Atletico or a fee with Atletico below the 50 million euro release clause. We're going to talk about that in detail. We're going to talk about Thomas Partey in detail on our stream later on. So do join us at 8 p.m. if you're listening on the podcast via the audio format, then it will be the next one in the stream. So please feel free to check that out after you've heard this one. There's my Sky Sports app going off. Wonder if there's anything coming up. It's about Harry Maguire. But we'll talk about that in just a second. So the Thomas Partey stuff, just to sort of cut a long story short, there are reports that Arsenal have ended their interest in Thomas Partey, and that's due to the club being unable to agree a fee with Atletico below the 50 million euro release clause. Arsenal don't want to pay that. Atletico don't want anything less. And so it seems like a deal or the deal may be off. But as I said, we're going to come on to talk about that a little bit later on in much greater detail. Also, Arsenal playing a friendly against MK Dons, and we're going to be bringing you a stream tomorrow around lunchtime where we'll be talking about that friendly in a little bit more detail and some of the individual performances of players. So lots and lots of content coming your way over the next 24 hours. So do stay tuned. Right, let's talk about the stories linking Hector Bellerin with a move away from the Emirates Stadium. Now, according to the reports, Arsenal have offered Paris Saint-Germain the opportunity to sign Hector Bellerin this summer. Do I think that this is legit? Do I think that this is concrete? Do I think there's much possibility of this one happening? Personally, I don't believe that Arsenal will be looking to sell Hector Bellerin this summer. Of course, PSG are on the lookout for a new right back. But for me, given as well that Ainsley Maitland-Niles is supposedly on his way out of the door, on his way to Wolves, I find it very, very difficult to believe that Arsenal would now be looking to sell Hector Bellerin. You know, take into account, as well, the fact that Cedric Suarez has played just, what, five games for the Arsenal? How could you be sure that he is ready to play in that position on a regular basis for us. So on that basis, I think that we can kind of rubbish those rumours. I don't expect Hector Bellerin to be leaving Arsenal this summer. I certainly don't expect him to be joining Paris Saint-Germain. According to transfermarket.co.uk, Hector Bellerin is worth 28.8 million. That's the figure that they quote. You know, I know a lot of people don't necessarily rate Hector Bellerin, and some people have been sort of, you know, not impressed with the way he's played since he's returned from that injury. I think we can all agree that he's not been the same player since doing that cruciate ligament injury. And it is an injury, isn't it, that is, you know, it is one that is notoriously difficult to recover from, and we had to be patient. But I think it's a little bit concerning that he hasn't, you know, even after quite a while now, got anywhere near close to where he was in terms of his sort of pace and his energy. And I know that at times Hector Bellerin's defending left a lot to be desired. You know, I think we can all agree on that, but he always had that, you know, that ability to get up and support play. Maybe when he did get forward, the end product wasn't necessarily what we'd have hoped and what we'd have liked, but he always had that energy and that willingness to make those runs. And hopefully we'll see Hector Bellerin return to the Hector Bellerin of old sooner rather than later. Because as I say, whilst lots of people have been impressed with the very little they've seen of Cedric Suarez, you know, he has only played 5 games for Arsenal. So to sell Bellerin now without bringing in another right back, and considering that it looks like Ainsley Maitland-Niles is on his way out, would be crazy for me and completely nonsensical. And whilst we're looking to patch up areas in which we're a little bit light, we'd just be, I guess, making it, you know, more difficult for ourselves to move forward if we, you know, improve in one position and then set ourselves back in another. Other reports, other rumours doing the rounds at the moment. Apparently, Mikel Arteta has been on the phone to Thiago. How true that is, I don't know. I'm not going to say it's gospel because the source isn't a particularly reliable one from what I'm told. But there is noise, isn't there? There are some sounds suggesting that Arsenal could, you know, be interested in bringing Thiago Alcantara to the Emirates Stadium. I'd love to see him play here. I think he's a fantastic footballer, a wonderful footballer, one of the people that you really do enjoy watching in this game, in the sense of everything he does is done with such elegance, such class, such quality that it's impossible not to like him. It's impossible, in my opinion, not to be an admirer of Thiago Alcantara. But the chances of him coming to the Emirates Stadium, for me, are not very high. I don't expect to see that happen. Look, if it did, great. I'd be happy to be proved wrong. But he's been heavily linked with a move to Liverpool. It's understood Bayern are looking for around 25 to 30 million for his services. I'm not sure that Arsenal are going to be willing to pay that for Thiago. You know, take into account his age, take into account that it's not really a long-term signing. It would be something that he'd probably be looking at with a view to maybe, what, 2-3 years tops. You know, so I don't expect that to happen. But as I say, I thought I'd bring that to your attention because there are reports suggesting that Thiago Alcantara has had a conversation with Mikel Arteta about a potential move to the Emirates Stadium. And whilst we're on the subject of midfield, that is a really, really worrying area for Arsenal at the moment because, you know, we hear that the club want to move Matteo Guendouzi on. We've seen numerous reports linking Lucas Torreira with a move away and most likely back to Italy. We haven't been able to do a deal for Dani Ceballos yet that would see him return to the Emirates for another season. So we could find ourselves in a position where we're very, very light in midfield. So I do expect Arsenal to do some business in the transfer market with regards to the midfield positions. I do think someone will come in, but I also think there will be exits. And, you know, as I say, there's a very strong chance that Dani Ceballos will not be returning as well, as disappointing as that may be for some. Just a quick pause just to remind you guys that if you haven't already hit that like button, please, please do. It is really, really important. As I've been saying, I've been banging on about for a while now. It is the golden currency on YouTube. There's over 150 of you watching us across the multiple platforms, but we've only got 25 likes on YouTube. So if you haven't already, please, please do smash that like button. As I say, it is really, really important. Moving on to another story that is gathering pace, and that is that Schalke are interested in bringing Sead Kolasinac back to the Bundesliga. Of course, we signed him from Schalke on a free transfer, but Schalke are cash-strapped at the moment. They are really, really struggling for finances. It's understood that they've put a £2 million a year salary cap on anybody that comes in this summer. So if they were to take Sead Kolasinac on loan, who at the moment earns around about £7 million a year at Arsenal, they would not be able to cover all of his wages, not even half of it. So that would be a big problem. I don't see the point in letting him go and making ourselves weaker and losing another squad player to send him on loan to a club who can't even pay his wages. For me, it would just be nonsensical. It would be silly. And I don't see how that enhances Arsenal's position in any way, shape or form. So, yeah, you know, there is interest from Schalke. He is a player they're eyeing up. But unless they find some money from somewhere, then I can't see Sead Kolasinac joining Schalke. I could see him leaving Arsenal potentially if another suitor was to come in and make a reasonable offer or a loan offer that would see his wages covered. You know, Arsenal may consider that. And I think actually Arsenal would probably really consider that. But as far as Schalke are concerned, there's nothing in that at the moment. And that is because Schalke simply do not have the finances to make that deal happen. They do not have the finances to make that deal, I guess, beneficial to Arsenal, one that would appeal to Arsenal. You know, why would it if they're going to have to pay the majority of his wages? In other news, there have been reports linking us with Donny van de Beek, of course, the Ajax man. Not a player that I've seen Arsenal linked to a great deal, over these last few weeks. We seem to have been linked with everyone and their mothers, but Donny van de Beek is not someone that I've seen a lot of reports about. Ajax attacking midfield player, of course, just 23 years old, given a good account of himself in European competition. £39.6 million is his current value, according to transfermarket.co.uk. But he's only got 2 years left on his Ajax contract, and therefore they may be tempted into letting him go. But is there a serious link with Donny van de Beek and Arsenal? At this moment in time, I can't say that I know a great deal about that or that I've heard a great deal about that. So I'm a little bit reluctant to sit here and say, this one's got legs, it's a goer. But Donny van de Beek is a really talented footballer, and that is highlighted by the fact that last season in the Eredivisie, he managed 8 goals and 6 assists. That's 14 direct goal contributions in 23 league appearances, 3 goal contributions in 5 Champions League appearances. So Donny van de Beek does make a difference, in that attacking midfield position. But is he on his way to Arsenal? At this moment in time, I can't say that he is. Guys, get your questions in the comments section. We're going to come over to the comments section in just a couple of minutes. As I said, we're going to be talking about Thomas Partey in detail at 8 o'clock this evening, or in the next podcast if you're an audio subscriber. So please do check that out. As I said, I'll be joined by Jonas Yeva, a well-respected journalist and Spanish football expert, to discuss a little bit about Thomas Partey, the news that Arsenal have supposedly dropped their interest in the player. And plenty more. We'll be talking a little bit about the Champions League final and various other issues in European football as well, whilst we have Jonas on the podcast. So that's our Social Club episode for this week. So please do come and join us for that. Right, let's go through some of your comments in regards to some of the things that we've discussed on this stream so far. Don't forget, if you haven't already, smash that like button. We need to get the likes up. We're only on 50 at the moment. Let's try and get to 100 within the next 10, 15 minutes by the time this stream ends. I'd be really, really thankful if you guys could do that for us, as we've seen how much benefit it is to the channel in recent days. As I said earlier on as well, we're also fast approaching 6,000 subscribers, just 2 weeks after I sat here and thanked you guys for getting us to the 5K mark. So please, if you haven't already, if you're new to the channel, if you're watching us for the first time, or you're just not subscribed, make sure you hit that button, hit the bell notification, hit the bell sign, sorry, as well, for notifications every time we go live. Right. Let's talk about some of your comments. Chris TV points out Harry Maguire has been found guilty of aggravated assault, resisting arrest, and repeated attempts of bribery. I know it's not Arsenal related, but that news broke while we were live. So, Chris, thank you for bringing that to my attention. That was what my Sky app was telling me when it went off. You probably heard it at the start of the stream. Of course, Harry Maguire involved in an incident out in Greece, and it looks as though he is in hot water. Not sure he's going to get a prison sentence. Probably isn't. You know, knowing sort of the way the system works and the fact that, you know, he is who he is. But it doesn't look good for Harry Maguire after pleading not guilty. And it seems as though the Greek courts have had a different outlook and a different view on that. He was, interestingly, actually named in the England squad by Gareth Southgate today. Does that change things? We'll have to wait and see. Inti Yanan says, who would you rather sign, Partey or Soumare? I'd prefer Partey. Boubacari Soumare is someone that Arsenal have been linked with this summer. You know, he's valued at significantly less. He is just 21 years old, so very much could be one for the future, but he's not someone I've seen as much of. And I can't sit here and tell you that I'd prefer him over Thomas Partey. At this moment in time, I'd go down the Partey route just because I've seen more of him, just because I know a little bit more about him. But Boubacari Soumare is someone that people have been talking about for quite a while. Of course, started at PSG, never cut it there, and joined Lille, who, I say he never cut it, he never got a chance in the first team. He was always part of the B team setup at PSG, but they obviously deemed him not good enough to make that step up. He joined Lille, who, of course, Gabriel Magalhães is joining us from. So, you know, that could have an influence as well. You never know. But interestingly, about Soumare, his contract at Lille is due to expire in June 2022. So will the French outfit decide that, given that is the situation, maybe it's worth cashing in on him whilst his stock is high. Boubacari Soumare is someone on the radar, is someone that's been talked about a lot, but he's not someone that I would prefer to sign over Thomas Partey at this stage. Not to say he won't go on and become a better player than him, again, you know, based on what I've seen, that is my thoughts on it. Book Sahar says, I agree 50 million is too much in regards to Thomas Partey. Let us know in the comments, do you think that £50 million is too much for Thomas Partey? It feels like that is what's put Arsenal off of doing this deal. That is what is preventing Arsenal progressing in their negotiations for Thomas Partey. Of course, if somebody does make an offer of 50 mil, Atletico have no choice but to accept it because it is a release clause written into his contract. Let's see what else we've got. John Cover, I'm assuming you're talking about Hector Bellerin here when you say, hi, Harry, how are you doing? If he goes, it's good business, but that would suggest we have something in the pipeline. Yeah, agreed. I don't think Hector Bellerin would be allowed to leave unless there was something in the pipeline, unless having signed Cedric and maybe looking at someone like Callum Chambers as someone who could potentially fill in as a right back when he comes back to fitness, and maybe Mustafi as well. Maybe Mikel Arteta thinks that if he can move on Hector Bellerin and get 28, 30 million pounds for him, but it allows him to then go and get a primary midfield target, he may feel that is worth it. And I'm not saying that it's not, but it'll be interesting to see if Arsenal, you know, we know Arsenal need to raise funds. We know that they're trying to raise money from certain certain people, moving them out the door. We know that we're heavily stocked in central defenders that we deem not good enough. But, you know, they may not necessarily have the kind of sell-on values that we'd hope. So maybe moving Hector Bellerin on would be seen as a risk worth taking from Mikel Arteta if it meant that we could then go and improve our squad in other areas. What else have we got here? Let's keep scrolling through your comments. Lots of you saying that you'd rather keep Ainsley Maitland-Niles and sell Hector Bellerin. You know, it's an opinion that a lot of people have, and it's a fair one to have. But I just think that with Hector Bellerin, he wants to be at Arsenal. And I'm not saying that Ainsley Maitland-Niles dislikes Arsenal or hates Arsenal, but all the noise that has been coming out around his future, you know, has been pushed by his camp. It has been fueled by Ainsley Maitland-Niles' camp because he wants to play in a different position. He wants to play more regularly. He feels that he's at the stage of his career now where he can do that. So, you know, it's all good saying that we'd rather keep Maitland-Niles and sell Bellerin, but Maitland-Niles doesn't want to play right back. That's the whole point. That's the whole reason for his unrest. It's the whole reason why him and his camp have been making noises about him moving away from the Emirates Stadium for quite a while now. It's because he doesn't want to play in that position. So saying we should have kept him and sold Bellerin, to me, it doesn't add up, because yes, that's what you want, but it's not what Ainsley Maitland-Niles wants. It's not what Hector Bellerin wants, and it's not what Mikel Arteta wants, and it's not what the club wants, and it's not what Maitland-Niles' camp wants. So it just isn't going to work. Matthew D'Souza says, can't believe Elneny's still with us. Yeah, I mentioned it on yesterday's stream. Mohamed Elneny is returning to Arsenal. Whether he'll play a part remains to be seen, whether he'll be sent out on loan again or whether he'll be sold this summer. Hopefully he'll be sold. But yeah, Mohamed Elneny is someone that we've got to come back after a loan spell out in Turkey. 95 Winston, going back to Thomas Partey, says, Harry, for fuck's sake, Josh, get some euros out. Partey has a buyout clause, so there is no use haggling this time. Madrid won't lower the price. We want to party with champagne, not Asda's own brand lager. look, if they really want him, then yeah, you know, we've got to cough up the money. It's as simple as that. You're right. Atletico have a release clause. And they're unwilling and unlikely at this stage in the window anyway to accept anything less than that. But as I said earlier on, we're going to talk about Thomas Partey in a little bit more detail on this evening's edition of The Social Club. So we'll be going live at 8 p.m. again after Arsenal's friendly with MK Dons. I'll be joined by Jonas Yevar, Spanish football expert and a well-respected journalist, to discuss the Thomas Partey situation, among other things. So come and join us again at 8 p.m. for that. Ogachukwu says, when would Oba and Gabriel be announced? Well, we know that Gabriel has had his medical. We know that he flew into Luton Airport yesterday because Arsenal fans were tracking him in a way that only Arsenal fans ever would. We expect that to be announced very, very soon. But of course, there are restrictions in place with regards to the fact that he's come from a country that is on the list where you need to isolate from fear of spreading the COVID-19 virus. And those are obstacles that Arsenal are going to have to overcome. So sit tight with this one. I do expect the announcement to come by the end of the week. My guess would probably be Friday. If I'm guessing, but it is just a guess. It could be any time now. But the announcement on Gabriel is imminent. And I'd say the same about the Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang situation as well. Now, of course, Aubameyang is said to have already agreed a contract extension with the club. But just like the Gabriel thing, we think it's done, but we haven't had official confirmation. Mikel Arteta is due to face the media ahead of the Community Shield final at the weekend. And you suspect that Arsenal may squeeze these announcements, or at least one of them, in before the Community Shield, because otherwise the press conference is going to be dominated, isn't it, by that kind of talk. And I don't think Arsenal would necessarily want that. Talking about Donny van der Beek, Stan the Man says Donny van der Beek is a different gravy. He is fantastic. Really would like to see him at the Arsenal. But again, as I said, the reports linking him with a move to the Emirates Stadium feel very fresh at the moment. They feel very, I don't want to say raw. They feel like they're without much substance at this moment in time. So I wouldn't get carried away on the Donny van der Beek reports just now. Almost 200 of you watching us now on the multiple platforms. So if you haven't hit the like button, guys, please do so, especially if you're watching us on YouTube. We've seen what an increase in views and subscribers we've had over the last few weeks when you guys have been doing that and action in that. So please do so. We're approaching 70 likes. Let's try and get up to 100 by the time we wrap up this stream. What else have we got here? Just having a look at your comments. Trevor Porter asks, do you think Arteta will play a strong team tonight? Of course, ahead of this going out on the audio platforms, because we are streaming live now. Arsenal are, of course, taking on MK Dons in a behind closed doors friendly this evening. And the team has actually been announced. Just quickly run through it for those of you watching us live at the moment. It's Bernd Leno in goal. It's a back line of Cedric, Saliba, Holding, Tierney. And interestingly, Elneny is in the starting 11. He'll play alongside Granit Xhaka, perhaps. He's being given an opportunity to show what he can do. AZ Maitland-Niles is in the side as well, despite the reports that he is closing in on a move to Wolverhampton Wanderers. So we'll assume he will play in the left wing-back position with Saliba, Holding and Tierney as a back three. Elneny, Xhaka, and then it's Saka, Nketiah and Aubameyang. Substitutes include notable ones, Emile Smith-Rowe, Willock is on there, Lewis, is it the new boy Lewis? Let's just have a quick look, because I'm just got abbreviations on my phone at the moment. Just having a quick look to get the full names. I think it is George Lewis. That's in the side, although I've just got an abbreviation here, so I'm assuming that he is the man that's on the bench. Nelson, Smith Rowe, John Jules, etc. That is the team that is going to face MK Dons. And as I said earlier on, we'll be bringing you a live stream around about midday tomorrow, probably around about 12:30, where we'll be reflecting on that friendly, as well as our normal transfer update show in the evening as well. So do stay tuned for those. What else have we got here? Ramon asks, do you think the pending arrival of Dennis Bergkamp would bring us an advantage in the Dutch market? First of all, I wouldn't say it's a pending arrival for Dennis Bergkamp. There have been reports of it, but there's nothing concrete at the moment that says that Dennis Bergkamp is definitely joining Arsenal, to my knowledge anyway. Add to that, that if he did join Arsenal, it's likely that he would take up a role outside of the first team setup, actually, probably in the academy, probably working with some of the younger players. That's what Dennis Bergkamp has been very clear about, saying he wants to do. Yes, Dennis Bergkamp would be a great addition, and I'd love to see him come back to the Arsenal in some capacity. But will it give us an advantage in the transfer market? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe it would help us in attracting younger players, sort of in the youth setup, if that is indeed the kind of role he takes up, if he does join Arsenal. But I don't think it would be, it would be a major, it would make a major difference in terms of bringing in ready-made players from the Dutch sort of scene. Just going to pick up one more question before we lock off. We're approaching the half an hour mark. A massive thank you to everyone for tuning in again. Gino says, with Leno playing tonight, what does that mean for Martinez? I think Leno would probably get a game. Leno would probably still be Arsenal's number one, in my opinion. As good as Martinez was, I don't think that Leno did anything wrong to suggest that he should be dropped. You know, Martinez is a very different type of goalkeeper. I've always maintained that, in the sense of I think that, you know, Leno is a more modern day goalkeeper, whereas Martinez is a little bit more old school. I prefer the old school type, but you need to be competent with the ball at your feet, like Bern Leno is. You need to have certain characteristics in order to play a certain style of football. And Arsenal kind of went back to basics a little bit towards the end of the season in an attempt to get over the line to win the FA Cup, which we did successfully. But for me, Leno is still Arsenal's number one goalkeeper. Of course, Martinez played right up until the end of the season, which is probably why he's not involved here as well. So I wouldn't stress too much about this. I wouldn't say it's a concrete sign of you know, what's going to happen in the season to come. It is a friendly. It is our first friendly. It's probably going to be the only one. Maybe we'll squeeze another one or two in even between the Community Shield and the start of the Premier League campaign. But the preparations this season are very different. The time is very limited given everything that's gone on. And I just think that Mikel Arteta is probably just protecting Emi Martinez a little bit. It gives Bern Leno a chance to build up his fitness again as well after that horrible injury. So, you know, look, I don't think it spells the end for Martinez's time at Arsenal. But as I said, if you're asking me who I think will start the Premier League campaign as the number one, it's hard to see anyone other than Bern Leno taking up that mantle. Right. That brings us to the end of another transfer update show. A massive thank you to everyone for tuning in. Smash the like button if you haven't already. Subscribe if you haven't already. And we're going to be back a little bit later on, as I already said, at 8 o'clock after the Arsenal friendly with the MK Dons. We'll be bringing you this week's edition of The Social Club, a show in which I'll be joined by Jonas Yeva, Spanish football expert and well-respected journalist. And we'll be talking in detail about Thomas Partey. So if you feel like I kind of went around the Partey news, which is probably the biggest story, actually, in regards to Arsenal and transfers today, then there was a reason for it. And we're going to be coming back to it later on in a lot more detail. If you're listening on audio, you can check out the next episode that'll be available shortly, and you'll find the in-depth discussion there. So until next time, take care of yourselves, enjoy the friendly, and we'll be back very, very soon with more. Ciao.